The nearly 300-page law went into effect July 1st. According to Jacksonville City lawyers, it could be unconstitutional for several reasons. For one, by infringing on the district's right to operate, control, and supervise public schools. One example, the law takes away its ability to negotiate charter school contracts, instead requiring a standard state contract. The school board agreed to fight the law by a 4-2 vote. Yes vote, Warren Jones says the board exhausted all other options.
Board members sent a bus to Tallahassee. Several board members talked directly with legislators, and it didn't do any good.
The no votes were Ashley Smith-Juarez and Scott Shine. Shine says the law, House Bill 7069, is problematic, but he doesn't think suing will work, and it could hurt relations with legislators, he says.
I think the most important thing is that we get our funding levels back up to where they were historically, and then the rest of the issues in 7069, we can work those out as time goes forward.
The board's vote also caps legal costs at $25,000 unless it approves more later on. Full expenses of the lawsuit are estimated to be about $400,000 spread among districts based on size. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.